You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
Music promoter Emma Hall Phillips is the founder of Moments, a collective which prioritises women and the LGBT community in their lineups. She aims to create safe spaces and make sure all artists are treated with respect after experiencing several instances of sexism as both an artist and promoter. Emma says she started Moments as she knew she wasn't the only one to have experienced this, and there weren't any other collectives in New Zealand making diversity a priority.
But I've always put on shows before Moments was a thing, and I guess I kind of wanted to make it the thing. I was really inspired by the New York collective Disc Woman. They're like a bunch of DJs, and they're also a booking agency, and they like do really amazing shows basically all over the world now. So I guess that was like my main source of inspiration and why I decided to start Moments.
So was it in response to like a kind of specific situation or something that you'd experienced that there wasn't enough diversity being represented?
Yeah, I mean, I guess New Zealand is so small, but there aren't really like many promoters or collectives that kind of aim to prioritise or focus on marginalised groups. So I guess that's kind of why I wanted to start there. And also being a woman, I have like experienced this and sexism in the music industry, whether that is me being a promoter or me as a performer. So yeah, I just wanted to create like a space for marginalised groups.
If you don't mind me asking, what kind of things have you experienced? Is it just not really being taken as seriously as other people? Or
well, I've got a couple of stories. Like one show I did, I played with K2K and we tried to get backstage, but the bouncer didn't believe that we were performing. And it took us getting other male performers to convince the bouncer that we were actually performing.
So that, oh my
God. that was a good one. Another one was I played at a bar last year and I was using my DJ controllers because this is when I just first started getting into DJing. And after I performed, a guy came up to me telling me that I should be using CDJs and that he would like to invite me to his all-female rookie DJ night and teach me how to DJ, but it was like an extremely condescending way, not in like a helpful way, just like, I'm going to take care of all these women who don't know how to DJ and show them how to use their equipment.
When you tell someone about a story like that, are they like, does that resonate with people? People have experienced the same thing as you?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I can't think of like specific stories, but you know, it's definitely out there and it's happening. I think that we're slowly kind of getting better as people are talking about it more, but it's definitely still happening to marginalised groups, which is just it's just not okay.
Mm.
People don't maybe don't take us as seriously, but I don't know why, because I can do it just as good.
Well, and it's just like, did you see that there was a piece in the Otago Daily Times about...
Yes, I was just reading that.
Oh my gosh, so it's like even when people are doing well, so yeah, that was about the Silver Scrolls and that all being women, when they are doing well and are being taken seriously, there's still a backlash.
Yeah, it's almost like if you're doing well, it's credited to your gender rather than just doing well, and if you're doing bad, it's credited to your gender. So I don't know how to win. It's like all those Silver Scroll nominees actually just have really amazing songs. Doesn't matter that they're women, they're amazing artists and they deserve to be credited.
So what kind of response have you had to Moments? Have you had a lot of support with that?
Yes, I've had mostly good support. I think I've had one person comment on that New Zealand's too small for me to be trying to do something like that, which I completely disagree with. I think it's really important to